This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you do a number two in the poo-poo toilet. Welcome to the show. I can never have those planned, which means I never get through them perfectly. But we are here anyway, reviewing some fun things from Trader Joe's. It is pumpkin season, the best time of year as a Trader Joe's grocery shopper. Last year, we looked at the pumpkin spice hummus, but this year, I'm just going a little broader. Bought six items, all pumpkin flavored, and we're going to go through each of them with a quick little review. And this year didn't disappoint. I did a couple favorites from last year and a few new ones. So let's start with the ones I'm familiar with already. Pumpkin bagels. It is shocking to me that this isn't year-round. I don't know who's in charge of what, but they're doing something wrong because pumpkin bagels should be year-round at Trader Joe's. They're delicious. I'm sure they're not nutritious, but who cares? Doesn't need to rhyme. Just delicious. And I don't know. These are really great. Slather some peanut butter on top, some any sort of cream cheese. I'm sure they have pumpkin cream cheese. That might be overkill, but either way, I go with the peanut butter route typically and just think it is an incredible way to start my day. 9 out of 10 pumpkin bagels. Okay, the pumpkin bisque soup. This one's interesting because on its own, it's just okay. It's just kind of bland. I do not think this is a meal on its own. Let's say you toast up some, chop up a baguette, toast it up, get some dipping crostini. It's better, but still not enough. This year, what we tried was dumping some gnocchi inside the pumpkin bisque while it heated up and let the gnocchi cook in the pumpkin bisque. That made it better. That took it from like a 5 out of 10 to like a 7 out of 10. It didn't make good leftovers, disappointingly, but I don't think gnocchi make good leftovers in general, being that it's a dumpling type pasta. So there you have it. As for the new ones this year, we did the pumpkin bar. It's called This Pumpkin Walks Into a Bar, kind of like a Nutri-Grain style bar. Big fan of this one. And do you know who loves it the most? My kids. And that bumps it up a whole point for me. I think they're just as tasty as in any of the other ones, as any of the other brands too. I think the cereal bars from Trader Joe's are just fantastic. So we'll go 8 out of 10 on this one. The Greek non-fat yogurt pumpkin flavor. I wanted to like this one, everybody. I tried my best. I really did. You can trust me. You can believe me that I really tried my best. It just didn't pair with any granola I tried with it. I got a couple of them so I could try it a couple different ways, but it just didn't do it for me, and that really bummed me out. I don't know. The pumpkin flavor didn't translate as well, but that's fine. It was okay. If you want to try it, try it. I don't think a dollar will hurt you too much, hopefully, but there you go. 4 out of 10. The autumnal harvest creamy pasta sauce made with pumpkin and butternut squash. This one's fantastic. As always, though, with any Trader Joe's sauce, do yourself a favor and do a little bit more work than just the sauce. Chop up some garlic and onion, some zucchini, whatever. Just chop up some veggies, get them frying, add a meat if you want in there too before, then dump the sauce on top because this one's perfect for that. I will often just do half an onion and like a mini zucchini squash and dice that up, boom, 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 pour the sauce on top, let it cook a bit. And that is a way to take this from like a 7 to like an 8.5. I'm serious. I really like the creamy pasta sauce with the pumpkin and butternut squash. Big fan. And last but not least, what you've all been waiting for, the Pumpkin O's cereal. This one, I really like it. I think it's very nice. I'm saying it kind of in this way that's like, yeah, it's okay because it's not like incredible. It's very, very, very dry as a cereal, very, very, not flaky, but just, I don't know, it just drinks the milk right up. And it doesn't really look like the picture. The picture just looks looks like normal like Honey Nut Cheerios to me. And then you get it and they're kind of more honeycomb texture, like very airy inside. I still like them though. I bought 2 boxes, ate them pretty quick, and I'm a big fan. So I still think it's great. 7 out of 10 great. That's how great we'll say. And that will do it for this installment of Trader Joe's pumpkin season. I'm sure I missed some. Well, I know I missed some. I have some pumpkin scones in my freezer right now that I need to make still, and I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to that before this review. But the show must go on. What did I miss? Let me know in the comments. I don't know where the comments are. On Instagram. Let me know on Instagram. Reviews for the toilet. The national day today is National New Friends Day. I really like this one. I think it rings true to me this year. I've been open to new friendships, and I have met some incredible people this year. We just had someone on the show a couple episodes ago who's a new friend from this year. You know, it's just be open to new people in your life, and I think you'll find happiness in that aspect of your life and in your friends. So highly recommend it. 10 out of 10. Thank you for listening to today's toilet reviews. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.